you believe in click it or tick it?
Welcome to Click It or Ticket. I'm Pete Mutino.
Glenn Marshall, that was a very good radio intro, Pete. You nailed
Thank you.
That.
I do what I can here, Glenn, on Click It or Ticket. Right next to me is Mr. Nick Shaver.
Oh, this is Nick Shaver learning to fly and cut time. Having a great time, Nick Shaver on the radio.
But seriously, guys, we don't want to be your monkey wrench, so...
Do you guys know 1 in 10 is probably the percentage there are of gay people in the population?
That's 1 in 10?
1 in 10.
Oh. Perfect 10.
Yeah. Alec Cudzy, perfect
more,
10.
More than 10. more than 10.
Would you guys say that Allie's a perfect 10 because? Because.
What would your brilliance?
She means nothing to me.
Well, was what he was fishing for. But.
It wasn't what I was looking for, but I still
can't. Set him up one more time.
Would you guys say that Allie's a perfect 10 because? Because. It's just two words, dude. All right, well, for Pete's is another Pete birthday cast.
Ooh.
And Ryan has given us the best gift of all, which is new drops. So, Pete, how do you feel about them? What do you want to hear for your birthday boy?
How about a Boris
Can I
medley?
Win? Can
you
I win?
Can't win.
No.
Unfortunately.
Such a blatant setup. I want to hear Alan Cumming just talking to me in any way. You can.
I can break her codes.
And?
She changed the access codes.
And?
I am invincible!
Yeah! It is my birthday and I am invincible.
Slugheads.
The typing.
It sounds like Christian saying it because he has a computer there. So.
Slugheads.
I wonder if all that typing actually matches up to what he's saying, like letter-wise. He typed like 12 characters.
That would be some serious math.
No, I don't think. He was,
but I wouldn't put that past
He was sending comic. Spike, so clearly he was doing something else.
He was probably sending Spike in Russian.
You see, now the hunter becomes the hunted.
Oh, God. GoldenEye was such a great fucking movie.
It truly was.
I mean, a great fucking movie. Like, a great movie to fuck
Oh,
to.
Yeah.
Like, I love watching old Russian dudes choked to death by Famke Janssen.
A friend of mine lost his virginity to Mission Impossible, so I think that takes the cake.
I was really hoping you were going to say Famke Janssen because he's the coolest guy on the fucking planet.
I'm sorry I let you down there.
Yeah, how did he swing that? That would have been
I
sweet.
I don't know. The chick was, like, Ukrainian or something, and he was, like, 14.
Wow.
Yeah, she's pretty
you
hot.
You state school kids know how to party.
It's true. Wow. It's true.
So,
but I would hardly consider myself a state school kid. Even though I went there, I don't want to associate myself with that.
You were studying acting. It's not like you were.
Christian Wood.
That was what I was wanting. That was.
I know that now.
Well, I know
I'm
that.
Eating it now.
Now. That was one of my favorite lines from The Naked Gun, where he's just like, I realize that now.
Now.
All right. So, Glenn, you were in the Big Apple today.
Yeah, I was
you
in
finally made it.
The big city.
The Big Apple. As I understand it, Glenn's cousin is making a killing Rock.
He's doing
rocking some technical difficulties here.
Yeah,
he's having making a killing.
Thought we were getting a new cord there, Ryan. I thought you had one.
Bad times here.
Doing,
click it
doing some. We're talking about your cousin cutting hair right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
We were
just moved into this new nice place right in Stuyvesant Town in the East Village.
Ooh,
it's bomb, dude. I love his place. So I just went in there at like 11:30.
One bedroom type things.
Yeah, he's living with his girlfriend Satoko.
Excuse me.
Satoko, his girlfriend.
It's something you commit when you're ashamed.
Yes.
Yeah,
but not for her. Not for her.
Yeah, I thought
no,
for her.
So, yeah, no, he's printing money cutting hair, man. It's absurd how much women in this area will pay for haircuts into the thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God.
Which is just absurd. So he
it must be pretty good then.
He's very good at what he does, but I just think that once you get to like that level, it really doesn't matter. It's just like he's in the ideal market, just Greenwich. Women with too much money, they need to do this every day. Their only real occupation when your children are raised by nannies is just like make sure your ass doesn't sag and like look hot for your husband so he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna be nailing the secretary anyway.
Yeah, but just so he doesn't.
Yeah, you don't want him to run away.
But
with
at least
the secretary.
He'll be conflicted.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be like, I get a boner to both of them.
Yeah,
but only slightly.
No,
more the
like
secretary.
As long as the wife still looks good, you don't need to divorce her to full time bang on the side. You can just. You can do part time.
Good times here on Click It or Ticket.
Yeah, well, that's
banging secretaries here on Click It or Ticket.
He's reaping the benefits of that unfortunate.
By the way, we're interviewing for secretaries here for the show. Send all of your resumes and photos needed.
Yeah, but we're
your
still
pick gets mine. LOL.
We're still looking for interns.
Pete at PeteGlennonick.com. Please
picks
send
to trade.
Yeah, no. So we're looking for some interns as well.
ASL is a must.
DSL is also a must.
And we're not talking about modems, people.
Yeah, that's the second time you've made that joke on the podcast.
It gets better every time you're on Click It or Ticket.
Yeah. It does. I remember when Stephen Carney said, we were asking him about his ideal woman.
That podcast
and he said,
was so boring.
He said that his ideal woman needs to have DSLs. And you're like, and you're not talking about internet connection.
Good memory. Yeah. Fully cited.
Wow.
I just knew
see,
that
I
it had been said
that
before.
I mean, yeah, I was blackout drunk, but.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you did,
as always, you can only podcast.
We did have to stop that podcast so you could puke a lot of time. I had to hold your hair back.
And yet on my birthday, I'm not drunk.
No.
Not yet.
You want a beer?
Ladies, look out.
Pete Medino totally disapproves of underage drinking and alcoholism
but
in all its forms.
But we're not underage anymore.
No, I was just saying that's another thing I oppose.
Oh, okay.
That's one of
you're
the things.
That's another one of your Dr. Contrarian things?
Is it?
Yeah, you could say that.
Is it matter of biology?
Christian could also say that right now in the form of a drop. It's been a while.
It's Dr. Contrarian, motherfucker.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So, Pete.
Or no, it's not.
When you oppose drinking underage, if the drinking age were 10, would you be cool with 11-year-olds drinking? Is
yeah.
that a legal thing?
Yeah, it's all about the law, man.
All right. You know, that's why we call it Click It or Ticket, is this show is all about seatbelt safety and advertising for us behind the home plate at Tampa Bay Games.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, guys.
Yeah, thanks
whoever,
a lot.
Whoever bought us that ad, that was...
Wait, what
move.
Are you guys talking about?
Behind
oh, yes, I did see that.
The Tampa Bay Rays have a big Click It or Ticket ad. I mean, not spelled properly, but you know.
You
I
know,
mean,
you can't, they're
you
from
can
Florida,
tell,
though.
You can so tell you they're trying.
You can't,
yeah.
You can't,
yeah, I don't look a gift. Them. Gift. What is the expression, don't look a gift,
gift
horse
in the mouth?
What is that? Oh,
it's a gift horse.
Now I know what it means. I figured it out.
It's like, wow, this is a nice horse. Oh, look at those teeth.
Yeah, like if someone gives you a horse, it's like, here's a horse. It's like, yeah, well, I'm going to check these teeth, see if it's good enough to accept.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it. I always thought it had something to do with the Trojan horse, but never, like, figured out why.
It's like, hey. That. Hey, I guess
well, why not? You want to inspect your gift. Doesn't mean you're going to return it or anything, but why not just check it out? I mean, it's your fucking horse now.
Well,
you got to know what's going on.
But you can do that, you know, in sort of, like, privacy once the gifter has left or is not
yeah,
looking.
Yeah, but it's still a gift horse.
Be like, hey, Odysseus, are you in the horse's
it
mouth
it doesn't
there?
Say it's like, don't look
what's
a gift
on?
Horse
I was
going to
say, you should.
From the giver of the gift horse.
That's the thing. If I thought it was about the Trojan horse, you should.
I thought it was about
absolutely,
the giver.
You should absolutely look at the giving tree.
The giver, the best book ever written.
Oh, yes, yes.
What the hell was that about?
Moment of silence for the giver.
Did anybody read that?
Oh, yeah.
I was forced to read it.
I did not.
And I had actually read it before that, and it sucked just as much both times.
It was all right.
Basically, future society that can control weather.
It's really good.
People are broken up into weird colonies where, like life is, like, the shit.
Everything's black and white.
Yeah, and you turn, like, 15, and they're like, all right, you're going to get a job. You're like a fucking whore, and you crap out kids until you're like you've crapped out like 10 kids, and then you have to do manual labor.
Yeah, at age like 15, they decide what
yeah.
the rest of your
and
life.
And he becomes
be.
The giver who.
No, he's the receiver.
No, no, he's going to become like the fucking giver. That's
yeah,
like,
but you can't become a giver unless you're a receiver.
Yeah, so the
if
giver,
you've seen gay porn, you know what I'm talking about. Also, if you've read the Newbery Prize winner, The Giver, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the giver has to.
It's
give
a gay
him,
porn book.
He has to give him all the memories through his penis. What's that's, going on with the board here, Ryan?
That's peculiar. No, I'm just losing headphones on, but I'm just going to talk over you guys for the
yeah,
rest of the
it's
episode.
Just like the original podcast.
There we go.
Yeah, so the
it's
giver,
a throwback here on Click It or Ticket.
The giver gives all right. him all the memories, so he's the receiver, and then he's supposed to hang out and, like, take all the memories and become the new giver, and then they euthanize, like, the old giver. But instead, he, like, takes this baby and is like,
it's
fuck this
brother.
Shit. I'm, like, out of here. This place is, like, fucking hell.
And the reason
and
he realizes...
he bikes away into freedom
and
something.
He, like, sleds away, and then they have these, like, heat-seeking planes that come after him, but he can, like, manipulate his body heat so they can't pick him up.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was, like, the dumbest shit I've ever read.
It doesn't explain how the scenario happened.
It was, like, 1984 if, like, the people who wrote Dora the Explorer got, like, involved
yeah, and,
producing
and,
it.
And, like, Winston was able to escape just by, like, getting on a bicycle and riding off into a meadow.
Also so kind of fell back into the whole gay porn aspect, because the way the giver gave him all this old information was, like, in a massage parlor, essentially.
Yeah.
So he touched his back, like, supple, and, like, he felt his supple old hands that felt like paper going deep into his
this
scar
tissue.
This is
for children? I always assumed looking at the cover, it was, like, a picture of, like, a tree
and
then
like
Shel
an
Silver's
an old dude.
And I always thought...
Yeah, and a picture of a tree and then all the dudes from Built to Spill.
Exactly.
And I thought, which we were talking about in the car on the way here, but I thought that... like just looking at the cover and reading the like blurbs in the back, it was like a book every child will read and enjoy, like a heartwarming tale of an old man.
Not only,
and
was
I thought it would be like some old
children,
dude who lives
so bad.
I thought it was gonna be like some old dude who lives in the woods who teaches some like kid who has negligent parents about like the real meaning of life. I thought that was what it was.
It honestly would have been better if he was just fucking kids. It would have been a better book,
and kids probably would have liked it more.
Well, kids do love to fuck.
The other expression, I know this has been...
it's my party.
Fuck kids if you want to.
Never said that. Say for the record.
He stopped short. Like that rhino to Teddy Roosevelt. Yep.
Another podcast reference.
I know. That's
beautiful.
It's great.
You're looking pretty good tonight.
I'm sweaty.
Me too.
Don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
We were about to make out, but Christian stopped
okay
us.
For you, dude.
But... If, hey. But the other expression I don't understand, what is the world is your oyster? What is, are you a pearl? Like what?
Yeah.
So you are a particle of sand that's been caked with mucus?
No, it's not you. The world is your oyster.
Yeah, so you're in the oyster.
No, I think it's the world is the oyster that you find the pearl in. I mean, that's at least the way I interpreted it.
So the whole world is an oyster. And you clearly are smaller than the world.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for finding your soulmate, which is the pearl.
Really?
No, I have no fucking idea.
See, I was assuming like the world is your oyster to search for that pearl in.
That'd be a big fucking oyster, man.
Well, yeah. It is. The world is a big oyster, but the world is your oyster.
Oh, wow. So
the world is your cloister.
So there's one
the
pearl.
The world is your shelter.
So there's one pearl, and the whole rest of the world is just like salty mucus.
The yes. poly world is your shelter. The poly world is your cloister.
Dude, yeah. I finally...
Oh, no, not Bubble Beam.
Oh, God. No, dude, that's just Bubble.
No, it's Bubble Beam. I used a TM43 to...
Oh, okay.
I get it in Cerulean City.
The drops.
All right.
But I actually finally saw... I actually finally saw the Dark Crystal or part of it.
Really?
Oh, you saw the Dark Crystal.
The Dark Puppet Odyssey.
I saw an hour and a half of it.
That's like the whole movie.
Yeah, pretty much. It was.
Did you like those weird, like lizardy bird creatures?
Skeksis?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all right, I guess.
It was just so. It was such.
Yeah,
a, like,
I kind of dig them.
Sorry to speak for you, Nick.
It was funny to me because it was such like fantasy color by numbers sort of thing. You know, it's like there is evil and there is good, and there was like a prophesied innocent person who doesn't really know his place in it, who's going to fix the world. And first, he has to go to an old person to give him advice once his original mentor dies.
I love the giver.
And exactly. And basically, it's like Tuesdays with Maury and the Giver.
With puppets.
And then...
Oh, God.
Tuesdays with puppets, in parentheses, the Giver.
Wouldn't it be Tuesdays with Jim Henson?
A little bit.
Yeah. I think that's...
And then he's in an American Express commercial, despite the notable handicap of being dead. Hmm. And,
but I think it's an ancient one. Ancient meaning, like, from the 70s, but...
Oh, so he was doing it. He sold out even then?
So you're saying they had to use carbon dating to figure out when that commercial was from?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, Christian would.
That's. I mean, Christian's just being prudent.
he'll do
Christian's
that.
Christian's just a prude, period.
I am invincible!
How come you don't put out Christian?
Because he's invincible, damn it.
It's a fray!
Your dick
What's
is
it? Yeah, I was going to say.
I think that was pretty clear.
What's the it you're referring to?
Goonies.
Oh. Wait, you have more than one?
So unwise.
But you said peonies. How am I unwise? You clearly said it was plural.
Cody, this is your fucking wake-up call, man.
Oh, okay.
So, Christian, if you were to be cornered into a situation where you're forced to put out, what would you say?
Hold on to your butts.
I was curious as to what your response would be. I was, as always, I'm hoping for Wicker Man, but...
Let's see if these bastards can do 80. That's a quote.
I feel like if this was the Daily Show, we should play that at the end, and we could have that as our moment of Zen.
This whole podcast is like a moment of Zen. It's just like a 30-minute moment of Zen.
Yeah.
Speaking of moment of Zen,
we're not really clear what that is, but
there was an. I
no one is. That's the beauty of it.
A friend of
everything's Zen. Mm-hmm. Everything's Zen.
Zen. Zen.
I don't think
Zen.
So.
Zen. Zen.
Zen.
Zen.
Zen.
Again,
everything Zen. Everything.
Jen, the Gelfling from
Can You Do It a Zen?
Good song.
Yeah.
But there was apparently, Asians very into Zen, and there's an Asian that a friend of the podcast knows. I don't want to give it away, but this.
Would you like to know more?
This person got a tattoo
yes,
that says, "quote She lives the poetry that she cannot write.
Huh.
Which is now written on her forever. So
she's living the poetry that she can write now.
Yes. She's writing
right here, right now.
There's no other place I'd rather be. Pardon?
Do I know this person?
No.
She listens to the podcast, though?
No, it's a
not anymore.
Acquaintance of, yeah. No, wait, hold on, come back. We love this tattoo. I'm getting one, in fact.
I was going to say, dude.
We all are.
You don't want to fucking.
If you ever had to get it, none of us have tattoos.
You don't want to back
here.
Our listeners.
I'm actually personally against them.
If you really?
Yeah, yes. Me too. The only tattoo you guys know that's
barcode on the neck?
No, it would be.
That was mine.
Hitman.
Barcode on the neck, and it would be for like a box of Twix.
What was it? It was Mussolini and Mao Zedong boxing with Stalin as the referee.
This is all
in my back. It's all inside of a teardrop tattoo on a gigantic Don King dressed as Poseidon, holding like the world in like a snow globe up in his left hand and a trident in the right.
That'd be incredible.
That's the only tattoo I could ever consider myself.
If it was a huge joke, then I guess I could accept it.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Can Don King be standing on the Hindenburg?
Okay.
Just a thought.
Right, or on top of the Twin Towers.
As
kind of like today's Hindenburg.
As the Hindenburg is crashing into the Twin Towers.
Like that game. Oh, yeah. That's a great tattoo.
Why is the Hindenburg so famous?
Because it was like really bright and like a lot of flame.
Yeah, it went up suddenly. And I think it's the first time where a historic moment is associated with a news broadcast.
And it was caught on film.
The first one where a dude's like screaming at a disaster.
Humanity. Yeah, this is awful. He's like crying. That and Zeppelins were like, yeah. They're like, yeah, this seems like a good idea.
Like flooding it with very
We should just fucking use Zeppelins to get everywhere.
Hydrogen's just plentiful.
Let's just fucking fill up this big balloon
with so explosives. Unwise.
Put like a propeller on it, load it up with some Nazis, and fucking film another Indiana
I think that's
Jones
why we
movie. Let's do it.
Was that supposed to be the Hindenburg when he's.
No, but he was on a Zeppelin during like Nazi
Last
war.
Crusade.
Yeah. And he throws the guy out and says, no ticket in English, and they're totally fine
no
with it.
No ticket.
I remember that moment really hit home for me when I was even at the tender age of 8, when he was like, they're turning around, they're taking us back to Germany. And then it's like, bah, 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 bah. And then Sean Connery, of course, is like, no. We're gonna get the. Grand.
I like where Sean Connery is gunning for Indy while they're in the plane, and he shoots the shit out of their own like tail and rudder
like,
and everything. He's like, "Oh, Indy, they got us. Right, I'm sorry." They just. It's
you
like, call, wouldn't you
call
have been
this
in the,
archaeology?
Wouldn't both of us have been in the line of fire too?
You think
man?
Your bullets can
it's
hurt
like,
him?
When I'm turning around. If any of those bullets hit the tail and not you, I'm like really pissed that you're not dead. This is ridiculous.
Dude, Christian got nothing. A slow start, but he is on right now.
Yeah,
you're like Melky Cabrera, man.
He's hitting for the cycle, the podcast cycle.
Wow, just
give yourself a round of
giving
applause.
Giving himself
oh,
applause.
You already did.
That's great.
Well, I would, but this trophy.
But if you had to get a tattoo, well,
me?
why are you? Could you? Do you want to? Flesh out your reasoning. I mean, I
flesh.
Oh,
light.
No pun intended.
You don't.
But
buy a fleshlight.
The first person. The first
this podcast. Sponsor
you know,
how
I found
fleshlight.
Out about fleshlight's existence was an older kid in high school was talking about this in art class, and he just kept saying, "It's like, dude, it's genius because you can get it, and it's like a vagina, and you can masturbate with it. But if your mom catches you with it, it looks just like a flashlight. So you can just your mom will be like, oh, it's just a flashlight.
It's just a flashlight that he's fucking."
And it'll be, and he thought this was just, and this wasn't like him effing with me. This was his like sincere diabolical
genius. Yeah, it's just a flashlight on your dick.
Yeah, that you're
dick
coming
light.
Into.
Yeah,
like any other flashlight.
Flashlight.
Yeah.
Flashlight.
What I want to know is, can you screw off like the flashlight end? Because otherwise, like, there's gonna be a ton of pool jizz in there.
That's
you know?
That
well. It's kind of like
increase
a,
its value
it's
with your
like
life
a,
essence.
A grease tray on a grill.
No, empty
it
not at all. It sounds awful.
You gotta empty it every once in a while into the.
Glenn, are you really taking the moral receptacle. High ground against a fucking fleshlight?
Yes. I was considering purchasing one until there was no like jizz valve.
So you want it to be like the slap chop where it opens up?
No, I just want.
We're gonna make America skinny again.
I just want a little button I can
one
press.
One fuck at a time.
You're gonna
a
love my nuts.
Opens up and it drains the goo out, so I can use it again later.
Yeah, no, it's like you're gonna be advertising like dick fuck the new
yeah
instead of slap chop, and you're gonna sell like the generic ones. You can't open this up. You can't clean it. It's garbage.
There's just hard jizz everywhere.
And you throw it into like a biohazard.
I was going to say, throws it over his shoulder, like into someone's cunt or something. Like that.
He's like, oh no.
Or throw it over my shoulder at the audience.
At a cringing child.
See, Vince never got the pleasure of having a live audience. He hasn't earned that yet.
Yeah, but yeah, Billy Mays, may he rest in peace. I know you hate that.
The audience
used to perform in front of a live audience. Mm.
The audience that he does
have,
though.
I don't know that for a fact.
Camera guy, he works the camera guy.
Ooh.
Camera guy, you following this? Can you imagine what he'd do with the whole room?
Too much.
Yeah.
Now I understand the logic.
I like the idea that the camera guy is like his biggest fan. He's like, I want that. It's like, shut up, dude. Now we have to do another take. Thanks.
Why
a
does
lot.
He? I like how he has that enormous headset mic instead of just
in both commercials.
Just like a lapel mic.
Yeah, like they can't get a guy standing with like a shotgun mic like right near him. They can't do that,
mic.
Ryan. They can't just point a boom mic at him.
We have more technology than the slapjack guy in this room.
Oh man, yeah, that's it's bad times.
Yeah, he looks like he's like a member of Star Fox. It's some bullshit.
Or like
or he's like Britney Spears circa 1998.
Yeah, I was gonna say like some sort of Disney
a slave for us.
Disney on Ice production.
Yeah.
A slave for us. Christ, that actually happened. She fucking danced around with a boa.
We made it, you guys.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Changes come to America. But going back to why I don't approve of tattoos, at least for myself, I know I'd never get one, but most people, I also think it's stupid too. Some people can justify it to me, and I'm like, okay, well, you're really stupid, so I can buy you having one. It kind of fits your persona.
Yeah, they have to convince you that they're stupid enough that it's okay.
Well, that's the thing. I've even met some kids just like, well, I was like a dumpster baby, and then like this is like the birth name that like I had originally that the nuns told me before they like changed the name. And it's like, well, what were you afraid you were gonna forget it? It's like, thank God you got it inked into your skin, like forever. It's like that's how they used to like mark slaves. Like, what do you?
Pete
like,
really hates dumpsters and slaves.
I hate dumpster babies. I hate slaves.
But loves slave babies.
I hate slaves because I hate slavery. Changes come.
Jesus.
I can't think of a tattoo that I would actually ever like consider
that's
getting.
What's weird
every time I see someone with Seosin lyrics on their fucking arm.
Maybe I'll get a tattoo of hair on my scalp.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Like it's like, wow, I need like doves on my body.
Oh, Thursday?
Yeah, any sort Thursday of fucking tattoo? Dove action.
I've seen fucking
any band ever.
And also just there's generic.
What if they start to suck?
Have you seen the tattoos that are for the sake of tattoos where it's just like it looks like a little like a cookie cutter. So it was just like a little star or like a circle or something. Yeah, just anything, just anywhere. It's like
I got a tattoo.
It's on the back of my elbow. It's like, why'd you get it? It's like, I think it's neat.
I was in the Cancun with me, you know, me and all my girlfriends got one, and it's like really nice.
It's like, why?
Especially the band tattoos. All right,
any chick with an ohm symbol needs. All right,
just
find
to,
the nearest noose. Jump into it.
Yeah,
you'll be much
make
happier.
Make sure it's secure.
And so will the rest of the world.
She means nothing to me.
But just like think about the band tattoo thing. Have you ever had this conversation? It's like, yeah, I really like that band, but their early stuff sucks. I love when they play their new records because they've been around for 25 years. Like, no, the band is only going to get
shittier. But if you find out the lead singer like touches kids,
bands is
like,
only going to get shittier in your eyes. You know what I mean? The band is only going to get worse.
Also,
you're only going to look like an idiot.
Well, is your memory that bad that you need to commemorate it on your skin, or you need to broadcast to the rest of the world that you need it on your skin?
Yeah, just buy a fucking t-shirt.
I know someone with a corn tattoo.
Dear God.
Well, corn.
Corn is.
See, if you got one nowadays, awesome. I might give you a high five for that.
Oh, yeah, but not in like corn.
Yeah, you're willing to turn your body into a joke, and I can respect that.
If it's for a joke and you take your body, you just disrespected that much for the sake of comedy, more power to you. That's something I would never do, and that's.
I wish
guts.
I had the balls to do that. I wish I hated myself to do that.
You have this like higher crusade that it's just like, this is. I get it to represent myself. Like, go fuck yourself,
it's
dude.
Like,
maybe even some people are like, well, like people go to war and then they commemorate that way. It's like. So you really want to remember, like, when you saw your buddies get shot in the face. You really want to remember that from people who didn't even know that well.
And
you
like,
want to remember that?
You have no sympathy.
No, I don't. Not for tattoos.
But for tattoos,
the only one I can really understand,
and
I'm gonna kind of contradict. Like, the military thing, totally get. You want to go ahead and do that, especially if you sign up for another tour after your first like couple
and
years.
And that's true. Also,
whatever. That and like maybe if like a sibling dies when you're like pretty young or something like that.
The tattoo.
When you're pretty young, then why later in life when it's legal to get a tattoo, would you get a tattoo?
No. I don't know. You get it then.
The military. I can think of a justification for the military thing, actually, because part of it fits into. It's sort of like an affirmation of the mentality you've already accepted, which is that I'm willing to give up my body as like a service to the country.
So you've already done that. So let's just further it. Might as well go the whole nine yards.
No, it's Because it's
dude,
it's,
chicks
it's,
dig dudes with tattoos from the military.
It's representative of the fact that your body is like, I don't want to say like
don't you
owned
get
by
laid,
the government,
Pete?
But it's that you're
I'm
willing
get
to
roll up your sleeves and be like, what's that eagle thing? It's like, yeah. I was in like the fucking.
I murdered so many
like
people.
The bullet shitting eagles.
No, because
slaughter.
I wake up every morning. It's like, wait, I have a fucking bird tattooed on my arm.
Yeah,
it's there forever. Like fucking sweet.
That's true. The band tattoos further on that. Do these people not plan on living past 40? Because it's like when you have a kid,
40 man,
and you're gonna have. Can you imagine like for our generation, if our parents had gotten tattoos? I guess this would have been in like what the late 70s or something. Mm-hmm. What if someone had like. So it's mediocre. Someone got like a Jefferson Airplane.
Dude, what if
tattoo?
I got a fucking Weezer tattoo when I was 16?
And you had to go pick up your kid at school
myself.
With your fucking Jefferson Airplane tattoo. And
well, that's the thing though. Even at age like, there's never been a point in my life where I wanted to get a tattoo because I've always realized it's fucking stupid.
Oh yeah.
Like what am I was gonna
it
say?
It costs money too.
What are the things
they should pay you to do that? It's like I want to put my art on your body.
Yeah,
they should pay you.
There's perfectly good walls. Go spray paint them.
Do you know they have like?
I want to get a tattoo of hair on my scalp. That's the only one I want to get. So when I go bald, I have hair already there, and it's really artistically done. Or I want to get a tattoo of a grape, and then as I get older, it turns into a raisin, because then it's really symbolic and represents the passage of time, and that's like really important to me. So I got it inked into my skin
forever.
I also
forever.
You good know they have two things. One, they have contests where they'll like just in an afternoon, the two tattoo artists will have like a competition, and then just someone will just donate their back to it, and then you just have like a huge tattoo put on their back, and people just judge it. It's like, oh, it's a pretty good like picture of a bear. And now they just got an enormous fucking. It's like that's permanent. This isn't like a white dry erase board. Like they've just got a bear on their back forever. Now.
I like when the dudes then, get a lot of skulls and crap,
and everything just inevitably
I'm
looks
the
like,
guy who's into, like
the more
skulls.
Tattoos you get, it just looks like blue mush. Secondly, from the original point, the only things I went through this process. Like, would I ever get a tattoo? It's like, what are the things I know I'm going to care about for, like, I'm going to like my whole life? It's like, well, I'm probably going to root for the White Sox my whole life. It's like, well, wait, why would I ever need a fucking tattoo of that? Because I've got all kinds of, like, White Sox shirts and shit, and I'd look like an idiot with a fucking baseball logo on my arm.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you look like a tool. You should get that tattoo, though.
I should get a White Sox tattoo on my nose.
Maybe if you got, like, a big banner of Canerco, like, dropping a bomb on your
my
back.
Whole if I got like a really detailed and it made it look like an epic like David painting or something on my back of Canerco drilling a bomb with doves flying down holding a banner, it'll be Canerco riding in a clam like the Venus de Milo, but it'll be hitting a bomb off of like Bartolo Colon circa 2002, and then there'll be doves carrying the banner, except it'll also have like 2005 World Series pennant like, hanging down from it.
See, if you got that, that would be like the funniest tattoo ever.
That's true.
See, I don't understand why it needs to be this like personal odyssey, because everyone who has a tattoo feels the need to tell me what the tattoo is from and why they have it. Why don't just get a temporary one? I won't know the fucking difference. I'll be like, oh, sweet. There's your personal justification.
And then there's a. And then
it's like,
really,
I'll erase it off.
The really embarrassing justifications. Why do you have this on your arms? I thought it was cool. It's like, all right, I hope 15 years from now, when you're like lying in bed with your wife, you feel cool.
I feel like for a lot of people, it's like, yeah, well, I really have no other way of distinguishing myself from everyone else. So here's something that's like people know I'm different. Like, here's a personality.
Are they just bored with their body? Are they just bored with
how they... I really feel like they're just bored and boring in general. If you're bored and you're boring. And I don't even know what a TV.
Although Mike Tyson's tattoo is fucking perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a face tattoo.
Because it's a warning. It's yeah. Anyone who gets a face tattoo, I think that's perfectly justified because it's helping people out. It's like, I'm a fucking psychopath. Keep your distance. It's beautiful.
Yeah, anyone who's willing to get a face tattoo, I think, should.
Oh, okay. Sparked another thing by my mind that I should have said. The only time it's acceptable to get a tattoo is in prison. Then get all the tattoos you fucking can.
Yeah.
Because that's all you have going for you. Especially if you're white and kind of good looking.
Get lots of SS
get
tattoos.
As much as you can.
I know you remember when, I think we were in like 7th grade. It was one of our friend's older brothers. It wasn't even, I don't know if you know the kid as well as I did. But one of his older brothers and another kid in our grade's older brother pushed like a telephone pole down on the train tracks.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this.
And when they went to jail, they had to load up with white supremacist tattoos, because otherwise they were going to be like the hot new meat.
You know what the best part? This individual you're talking about gave me shit every day in 5th grade. And even though it's 5th grade and it's like whatever, I was like,
oh, also,
I was like, have fun getting raped, bitch.
Like, I heard some funny stories from that guy, too, because he was talking to
you. Yeah, for calling me a chicken butt, you piece of shit. You got your comeuppance.
Now you're getting fucked in your chicken butt.
You're getting stupid tattoos.
Dude. But he told me about how he had to like lie about the crime he did because he was putting a roommate with a guy who like stabbed someone. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yeah, I lit up a cop car with a whole bunch of bullets or something. He had to lie so that they actually thought he was dangerous.
It's like, well, wait a minute. You're only doing... Two and a half years.
I'm a pedophile.
Yeah. No, then that's like,
they
oh,
kill you the first week.
Yeah, I raped a kid.
I'm going to put a CD case in your mouth and then step on it until it fits in your mouth.
I heard a story about...
You do well in prison.
Yeah. Glenn would do great.
Prison Glenn.
Well, good luck raping me. Because Glenn is... You have to kill me.
Glenn is violent and ruthless.
Just rape you and also, get you to cry and
you're clever.
Down.
You're fucking clever. So you would be like... You'd be some sort of kingpin in there. But
I don't know. Yeah, I would have a minor influence, but like... God, every day would just be a war to protect the sanctity of my butthole.
Pedophiles get iced in prison, though. There was one
first week.
Everyone has kids, man.
There was one where a guy, Jerry, like, there was a pedophile who was in prison, so another prisoner, like, rigged a way to, when the cell door was closed, that his was open, and he snuck in, and then he tied the guy up and just jumped off of the bunk bed onto him. Like, didn't punch him or anything, just jumped off it repeatedly until the guy just died from, like, the trauma of getting, like,
That is such
on.
A badass way to kill someone.
Just jump on
an
him.
Even better way to die.
Because it's such a slow, like, in between. It's like, I've got to climb back up here. Like, hold on a sec.
I hope he was like, I hope he didn't just jump on him. He was like trying. He's like, oh, and he's going up. He's climbing up the cage again for the moonsault.
Give him the ram jam. Yeah. The ram jam.
the carnage there.
So, Pete, anyone, you want to send us off with some birthday wishes, birthday drops, anything?
If there's one present you can give me for my birthday, listeners, get a tattoo. Just get one.
Yeah, and send a picture of your tattoos to
preferably it says
Glenn,
click your
Glenn and Nick.
Oh, and any sort of...
Nick Cage is the best present I could ask for, really.
Japanese tortured Nick Cage. And we're going to torture all of you guys in Nick Cage. So good night, everyone.
I feel like we should replace Nick Schaefer with Nick Cage.
Well,
good night.
It's happening. It's happening next
I'm getting
time.
A tattoo of Nick Cage's face on my face.
It's happening right now. See you next time.